listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to speak to you about how to make your wealth a witness for you, not a witness against you. I'm going to read you from James chapter 5, verses 1, 2, and 3, where we read this. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be a witness against you and will eat your flesh like fire. You have heaped up treasure in the last days. Now, in the previous passage, at the end of James chapter 4, James developed the idea of the need for complete dependence upon God. So now, when he writes, "Come now, you rich," he naturally rebuked those who were most likely to live independently from God, that is, the rich. While Jesus counted some rich persons among his followers, I'm thinking of people like Zacchaeus, Joseph of Arimathea, and Barnabas, we are compelled to observe that riches do present an additional and a significant obstacle to the kingdom of God. Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 19. We also know from 1 Timothy chapter 6 that the pursuit of riches is a motivation for every conceivable sin. With this in mind, James spoke to the rich people among Christians, telling them to weep and howl in the style of an Old Testament prophet. You see, James told them to mourn in consideration of their destiny, that is, the miseries that are coming upon you. You see, in the life to come, their riches would be revealed as corrupted, moth-eaten, and corroded. James probably had in mind the destruction of three kinds of wealth. Stores of food would be corrupted, that is, rotted. Garments would become moth-eaten. And gold and silver would be corroded. Each one of them comes to nothing in their own way. The corrosion of all these things will not only ruin the riches themselves, but James added that their corrosion will be a witness against you and will eat your flesh like fire. The idea is that these unwise and ungodly rich people are so bound up in and with their riches that when those riches will corrode, they also will be eaten up with the burning fire of that corrosion. And when it happens, James told the rich that it will be a witness against you. In other words, the corruptible nature of their riches will witness against them. On the day of judgment, it will be revealed that these selfish rich people among believers in that day would have lived their lives in the arrogant independence that James previously condemned, heaping up earthly treasure in the last days when they should have been heaping up treasure in heaven. So, James leads us to a word of wisdom to the rich. Don't let your riches witness against you. No. Instead, use your riches wisely for God's glory, and then they will be a witness for you in the day of judgment. One more thought. Who is rich? There's very few of us who truly think of ourselves as being rich. Whoever those rich people are, they certainly have more than we do. But compare yourself not with the wealthiest people of our modern day and age. No, compare yourself with almost anyone who lived in Jesus' day. Don't every one of us live at a level of ease, comfort, and security that only the richest people in the days of Jesus enjoyed? Relatively speaking, virtually all of us in the modern world are rich by that measure. So, dear brother or sister, Use your riches wisely. Be generous and store up treasure in heaven so that your riches are a witness for you on the day of judgment instead of against you. You can direct your life in that way, and you can do it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.